USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heavily redacted. Those words from former President Donald Trump as he's reacting to the release of an affidavit used to raid his South Florida home. On Truth Social, Trump calling it heavily redacted. He also says he gave many documents to federal officials. Meantime, the president is questioning why the judge in this case hasn't recused himself. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday his plan to forgive between $10,000 and $20,000 in federal student loans for borrowers making less than $125,000 a year. National Economic Council Deputy Director Bharat Ramamurthy explains what the White House is estimating the total cost of the plan to be.
It is paid for and far more by the amount of deficit reduction that we're already on track for this year.
Skeptics argue taxpayers will be on the hook. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
The U.S. Secret Service is announcing it's returning $286 million in stolen COVID loans to the Small Business Administration Friday. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Roy Dotson explains that the loans were stolen by 15,000 Green Dot Bank accounts that were fraudulent.
The initial investigation indicated the majority of the accounts had been established using synthetic identities, stolen personal identifiable information, or the utilization of willing and unwilling money mules.
Saturday marks 1 year since Gabby Petito's death. The 22-year-old's body was found in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming after she never returned home from a road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Her family is asking people around the world to light a candle on the anniversary of her death, with her mother saying, "Let's light up the sky all over the world." This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A new Fairfax County, Virginia public schools policy allows students to change their pronouns and make other decisions about gender without parental consent. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says he will bring the full authority of his office to ensure parents are protected.
Parents have the primary role in making decisions for their children. And we consistently see the left liberal progressives try to inject themselves between parents and their children. It's wrong, and we're not going to let it happen in Virginia.
A social media platform is making their way into the podcasting space.
Twitter, with all the turmoil surrounding the social media platform, announced it will begin podcasting, offering the long-form programming on Twitter. The redesign introduces personalized hubs for users called stations that group content together based on different topics, such as news, music, sports, and more. The recommendation that you will see will be based on themes and people that you follow. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The sequel to the 1983 holiday classic, A Christmas Story, will be released ahead of the holidays. Deadline reporting A Christmas Story Christmas will premiere on HBO Max on Thursday, November 17th. Peter Billingsley is reprising his role as adult Ralphie in the 1970s, returning to his home on Cleveland Street to bring his kids a magical Christmas like one from his childhood. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.